Good morning, 721.
Well, the NHL players are voting, and hopefully they'll be back really soon, and assuming a majority vote goes for this agreement, and that is something everyone assumes, training camps could open Sunday with a 48-game season. And joining us live now, he finally has a job, Caps coach Adam Oates. Good morning, Coach. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good to be here.
All right, let's begin with when I say this, you say that, okay? So when I say... You say, let's go Caps, right?
That's
Don't
it.
You
about
love
time,
that sound?
Time.
It must have been so frustrating for you to take the job, and then first thing out of the box, all you got to do is go to Hershey and work with the Hershey players.
Yeah, you know what? Very frustrating in the sense that obviously, you get a job like this, and you're very excited. It's my first job, and really looking forward to it. And then all of a sudden, we have a work stoppage. And, you know, being a former player, it happened to me before, and it happens in all walks of life, and it's just one of those things, and you got to have a mature outlook about it, but in the same sense, very frustrated.
Well, you got a 48-game season, likely, that's going to play out here, so that means there's not a lot of time to, like, try to, get to know one another. You got to really try to win from day one, don't you?
You really do. 48 games seems like a lot, but it's going to be a track meet. And really, in all sports, if you look at it, like look at the Los Angeles Lakers this year. 4 games into the season, they make a coaching change. So, the parity in all sports right now is such that you got to win right away, and we're going to obviously try to. And we don't really have a lot of time to make that transition with the players, and we're doing the best we can with it.
Do you have any idea at this point who's in shape and who's not, or do you have some sense of it?
We still got a few guys that haven't shown up yet, and we got a couple guys that are banged up. And we still are not allowed right now to meet as a group. We're allowed to talk to guys, and they're allowed to come into the facility. But we're still, until it's officially signed and we start Sunday, we're not allowed to meet as a team. So as of right now, no, I don't.
I want to ask you about what it's like to be back in D.C. compared to when you were a player and you were here with the Caps for a number of years. It's a different kind of Caps environment, isn't it?
It's very different. I enjoyed my time here. I played here actually the longest in my career and had a lot of fun. Obviously the last few years since Ted took over and moving the arena downtown and since the core players that came in with Alex, that the team has obviously been, really flying and the fans have gotten behind them, and it's a very exciting place to play. And, the new practice facility we have here over in Arlington is fantastic, state-of-the-art. It really is a great environment here.
You were pretty well liked as a player, but given the way things have progressed, when your name's announced at the first home game of this abbreviated season, you could hear an ovation louder than you got as a player.
Yeah, well, it's a different crowd now, isn't it? Even as a coach coming into the building the last couple of years, it really is an electric crowd right now and a real fun place to come to and play.
So what are your expectations? And I know you want to be somewhat cautious here, but all of us, of course, want you to bring home Lord Stanley. So are you going to do that?
Well, that's the goal. Expectation-wise right now, because it's a short season, our goal right now is to stay healthy and play good hockey and build towards the playoffs. We haven't talked as a group yet about what our goal is, but ultimately, obviously the Stanley Cup is what we want.
Well, everybody's behind you, Coach. Welcome, congratulations, and it's about time. Let's get going.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
New Caps head coach Adam Oates.